T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Boston, More Than a Feeling. That's music from the television show Scrubs. Tim Fitzgerald joins us from GoPowerCat.com. Kansas State coming off a bizarre win on Saturday over West Virginia at Bramlage Coliseum, a game that really wasn't very interesting because Kansas State took it to the Mountaineers, shooting close to 60%. Fitz, how are you?
That's why you play the games. I would have never.
That's kind of, isn't it?
Man, K-State just kind of put it all together in one day and caught West Virginia probably looking past them a little bit, but more of that from Kansas State. I don't know if they'll ever shoot that well, you know, on a consistent basis. But they, I don't know how many dunks they had in the game, and you're bound to up your percentage quite a bit when you've got 7 or 8 dunks during the course of a game. They had 5 in the second half alone.
Still early in Big 12 play. I think they're 1-4 now. Is this the type of team you can see continuing to improve over the course of the Big 12 season, or was this just kind of an anomaly and a random happenstance of events?
Well, it's hard to say because I think the freshman and their junior college transfer, David Sloan, 4 players in total, will improve, but, you know, then come February, they'll hit that proverbial wall that people run into when they haven't played seasons this long and this physical. So we'll see what course it takes for them. You kind of, if you're K-State, you wish you were catching Oklahoma State or Iowa State or someone else than going to Allen Fieldhouse on Tuesday night, maybe build upon your success. But that's what the schedule had in mind. They've got, you know, a kind of a string of really tough games, and we didn't expect them to win one of these, but lo and behold, they stole West Virginia. They really, as Bob said, they kind of just took it to them. They were ahead by 20-plus points at one point. West Virginia cut it to 6, and they opened it back up to the final, 16-point victory. I don't think they'll have the same luck or, you know, ability to shoot that well at Kansas, but again, you got to go play the game and see what happens.
You mentioned the freshmen for Kansas State, and certainly Gordon and Murphy, Montavious Murphy. Those two guys have really, and Antonio Gordon, those are the two mainstays, and they're starting to show some glimmer, especially Gordon, who had 15 points off the bench against West Virginia the other day.
You know, Bruce Weber's talked about him wanting to take on a leadership role, and he's getting some pushback from the older guys, but I think we saw them maybe meet in the middle a little bit on Saturday. They looked like a more cohesive unit, much more relaxed. They took good shots. The three-pointers they were taking were kind of out of the natural course of their offense and not just hurried three-pointers at the end of the shot clock. He has really taken on some roles for this team. He wants to be the defender. He's willing to, you know, take the dirty job on defense and go after it. And he also really does a good job of scoring around the rim, but he did throw in, 3 three-pointers on Saturday. So it really helped K-State quite a bit. Montavious Murphy is kind of a jack-of-all-trades. You can go big, you can go down to the 3. You can do a lot of different things for K-State. Just really athletic. And he has a good sense for basketball, but he makes some mistakes. And I think maybe the biggest upside of all of them is Antonio Gordon.
Yeah.
Really raw, still a little bit underdeveloped, but this kid can play. He's really a nice physical specimen, and I think we're going to see him get drastically better over the next year or two.
Do you think the near-term improvement hinges on those young players, the freshmen, or is it still on Jada and Snead and the veterans to take this team where it eventually would go?
Well, you know, it's interesting where you put that. On Saturday, of their six top minutes, players getting playing time, it was, of course, Jada and Sneed, the two veterans that can really score for K-State, and then the four newcomers. And I think that's probably the formula they're going to have to follow. David Sloan sliding into the point guard for 35 minutes on Saturday allowed Cody Ejada to get off the ball, have fewer point guard duties. He certainly didn't carry the title, and just kind of go do his thing and not worry about all the things that a point guard needs to worry about. David Sloan's a natural point guard. That's what he wants to do. And I think keeping those two together out on the court really helps Kansas State quite a bit and lets everyone else kind of fill in the roles.
We're talking the K-State basketball with Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. And let's be honest, it had been a pretty dreadful season for the Wildcats before they rose up and beat West Virginia. And in my estimation, it couldn't have come at a better time. Now they're getting ready to play Kansas tomorrow night. And Jeff kind of touched on this about whether this could be a spark for this team, but it really depends on a lot of factors, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is a strange stretch here. You go to Lawrence, and you just don't want to get humiliated, blown out by 20-plus. And you want to go in there. That's the thing I really like about the freshmen and David Sloan is they really play hard. They play with a lot of passion. They want to be good. They want to own this program and take it somewhere. I think that's a positive sign for the future. And then on Saturday, they go to Alabama for the silly SEC challenge, and so they step out of conference. It'd be a nice win on the road, but it doesn't do you any good in the Big 12. So they're in a strange little stretch here, but so be it. You got to play the games as they're scheduled. And I think they do have an opportunity on Tuesday, even in defeat, to show that there's a really bright upside to this group of kids that they're willing to go in Allen Fieldhouse and slug it out with a really good KU team.
How much time has Weber bought just with recent success in past years? Because I don't hear the calls for his job nearly as much as and that just may be me. You may hear it way more. Do you? I guess I'll start with that.
Well, you know, there are some people that weren't happy about that 0-4, and they felt like they were staring at 0-18. And of course, that was a fear that, you know, they'd really slip into the abyss. But Bruce Weber has proven over and over that he doesn't let it. He's not losing a team totally. He's not. That's not going to happen. Even if things don't go well, I imagine he's going to find a way to get 4, 5, 6 wins out of a depleted roster. A roster that's depleted mostly because of lack of recruiting over the three previous years before this recruiting class that's playing right now. But I think people realize when you've won two Big 12 titles, you got an Elite Eight, you've got some rope to play with. And certainly having this season and, you know, next year with some progress, even if they don't make the tournament, I think most people will understand that the program needed to be built back up. And he seems to be doing it this way a little more thoroughly. I mean, they're really going to remake the roster and do it with this group as a foundation. If he gets two more recruits like he says he wants in this recruiting class, that'll mean he'll have 11 new players within these two recruiting classes. And on a 13-man roster, that's pretty astonishing.
Tim Fitzgerald with us, GoPowerCat.com. We're talking K-State athletics. I'm going to take it to football a little bit. Very good year, first year for Chris Klieman. Now he goes behind the scenes and tries to make it work for year number two and year number three and everything beyond. How is that process going in your estimation?
Well, I think they did a good job recruiting, and that's, you know, really – the roster was so depleted in Coach Snyder's final couple of years, and they were just kind of running out of guys. I thought they did a masterful job of piecing together the roster for that first season under Klieman. And now they're going to, you know, get an opportunity to bring in another batch of recruits. They did have a bunch of seniors, so I don't know if it'll help their numbers, but, you know, we're going to start seeing the roster reflect more of what they want to do and who they want to be as a program. And they did a pretty good job of that in the first year, even though they didn't have all the right pieces. So I'm really optimistic. As I've been telling people, if football teams were stocks, I'd probably be buying on K-State right now. Because I think right now with the Big 12 in a little bit of turmoil, maybe Oklahoma has slipped a little bit. We'll see where they go. Baylor losing its coach and you know, really everyone else kind of on an uncertain footing, Kansas State really has an opportunity to make a move in the Big 12.
I don't think we've talked to you since the bowl game. Did you take anything away from that as a season ender or just a tough matchup, the likes of which they don't really see in the Big 12?
Yeah, I loved watching Navy play. I mean, you know, you mentioned that it's a tough matchup, but they just play unconventionally. And that's, I think, where K-State maybe got caught even off guard, knowing they'd be unconventional. What Coach Klieman was referring to as trick plays, I don't really see as trick plays. I thought they were just part of that Navy offense that they have to run because of the personnel they get. And their whole offense, their whole program is predicated on the unexpected, and they execute that so well. It was fun to watch. It was a really good, nice honor to meet some of those young men. But at the end of the day, I think just having that extra practice time for Kansas State was wonderful for this team, wonderful for the young guys. You always want to get the victory, but there's no negatives in the fact that they went to the Liberty Bowl.
Before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about where we go to apologize to the basketball gods for defaming Scott Drew all these years, the Baylor coach.
Oh my.
They're now ranked number one, and they look every bit the part. This guy obviously can coach. Why weren't we smart enough to recognize that all along?
I feel like he's done a great job of expanding who he is as a coach. The fact now that they play a lot of man-to-man, you know, that's a drastic change for a coach. It's been a zone guy all of a sudden to say, no, we're going to play mostly man. We'll mix in the zone a little bit, but this is what we need to be from here on out. That's a big change. And, yeah, I think he's in many ways really grown into the job. I think what Scott Drew does the best is he recruits to what he needs and what he can get. He constantly finds players that maybe others recruit but not the prominent programs, and they fit so well what he wants to do offensively and defensively. He seems to be able to identify that really long athlete or powerful athlete that also can shoot the ball. And that's what everyone wants, and he seems to find them just out of, you know, at the three-star level, maybe the four-star level, but he goes out and finds guys that really fit his system.
Vince, always a pleasure. Thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
All right, there goes Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. Jeff will return. He'll interview Joanna Chadwick from Vibe Magazine. High school basketball tournament's coming up across the state this weekend. I'm headed out to Monday Night Raw with some League 42 kids.
Enjoy that.
We appreciate the WWE for providing 40 tickets for our organization to go out and watch Monday Night Raw. Back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.